I'm sure, ladies and gentlemen, you, as indeed I, have been so moved by the eloquence and above all the sincerity of Mr. Halevi's remarks to you. If it's a consolation, I don't suppose it is, people like Bernard Levin should remember that history repeats itself. And for those Jews and those people, whether it's politicians, that forget the past, I assure you they will relive it in the future in their own horrible selves. Ladies and gentlemen, I have much pleasure in calling upon a governor, an old boy, chairman of the Whittingham Old Boys Association, and a man whose love for this school, his emotion for Israel, and indeed the school, and with whom I unfortunately sometimes have crossed words across a table, but who I'm indeed very fond, is going to speak to you now. I have pleasure in calling upon Mr. Felix Gordon.
Mr. Chairman, Headmaster, Mrs. Halevi, Guest of Honour, ladies and gentlemen of the teaching staff, boys, ladies and gentlemen. On the march last Sunday, that many of you may have attended, all of you know about, in London, to the Israeli embassy, I was walking together with my children, and my daughter of 14 said to me, "Daddy, if I wanted to go to Israel, if I were old enough, would you let me go?" And I said, "Yes, I would." And she said to me, "We know you want to go, and therefore don't let us stand in your way. We think you ought to go." And my son of 11 joined in the chorus, and on Tuesday morning I booked my ticket to Israel, and I was due to go today. I then decided to look in my diary, and I found that Whittingham College speech day was today. Now, Whittingham College is to me the source of my concept of being Jewish. Jacob Halevi is my mentor, and my concept of being Jewish means a world in which Israel is not a dream, but in which Israel exists. And therefore, I had to delay my flight in order to come to what is to me the cradle, the fountain of this source of my concept of Jewishness. Jacob Halevi has produced in the 36 years of Whittingham's existence something of a microcosm of the Jewish people. One of his early mentors and supporters was the late, the great Zelig Brodetsky. One of his first pupils was the only grandson of Theodor Herzl, surely the father of the modern Jewish state. His own son, as he told you, died as a young man fighting for this country. When Mr. Halevi and I together addressed a meeting in Tel Aviv about Whittingham College less than 2 years ago in the Samuel Hotel, there were about 100 old Whittinghamians there in Israel. And the overwhelming majority of those boys at that time were in the army doing their training. And I am certain, ladies and gentlemen, that at this very moment there are several hundred young Israeli boys and men who've passed through the portals of this school who are at this moment standing guard at the frontiers, at the very frontiers of the Hebrew nation in travail. But the Hebrew nation will not be in travail for long, because we've always had the same secret weapon that Ben-Gurion gave to us in 1948. We have Aleph Bet, Zot Omer, this is to say, En Breira, and in English, we have no alternative. I remember Moshe Dayan spoke to us the year after his magnificent campaign in Sinai. This man relaxed, this man confident and strong, this man who today is part of the spirit of Israel, the modern Yehuda HaMakabi. And I remember his using the words quietly and calmly as he spoke to 2,000 of us in London. He said, "We hope there will not be another conflagration in the Middle East. But if there is," he said, "next time we will defend Jerusalem on the banks of the Nile." And this is the spirit of Israel and of the Hebrew nation today throughout the world. And it is this message which, when I arrive in Jerusalem on Wednesday evening, I will convey from this gathering today, from this fine school, and from these people that I meet today, and from every Jew, young and old, up and down the country. And so to you boys, one of whom, just one of whom I was myself, so many, many long years ago, but they were happy days for me, and I hope they are for you. To you boys, I say this. You are being given in Whittingham College a unique heritage. You are being given this torch, the torch that was lighted for these generations by Theodor Herzl, and one of the torchbearers was your own Jacob Halevi. And he is holding this torch for you. And I say to the youngest boy in this hall, and to every one of you, and to the older ones among us too, look at this torch and grasp it. It is the torch of Jewish courage, and it will shine brightly, and it will not be extinguished. I want, ladies and gentlemen, to pay a brief word of tribute, if I may, to our worthy chairman, Mr. Louis Mintz, who took on the onerous and honourable and worthy task of chairmanship of the Board of Governors of Whittingham College to conduct the affairs of this school in the years which are coming, which are looming ahead, during which Mr. Halevi, after his many and wonderful long years of service, will gradually ease into some sort of retirement. And I want to pay my personal tribute, and I know it is on behalf of the entire Board of Governors, to the dynamism and the inspiration and the very stuff of leadership that Lou Mintz gives out as you see him and you hear him and you work together with him. It's a privilege, Lou, to work with you, and we're all very happy to do it. One of the great prides of Whittingham College, and I have always held this to be so, it was so in my day, and it is so today, is the teaching staff. And I cannot speak too highly of what I know, sometimes from first hand, some of the teachers are my own personal friends of many years standing, of this fine body of men and women, and they are one of the mainstays, one of the basic structures of this school, which will continue, I'm certain, as a leading light in the, as I said earlier, the concept of contemporary Judaism. Finally, I want to pay a word of tribute to the leader of these teachers, to Mr. Smith, popularly known as Smithy. who is now completing his, is it 26 years, Smithy? Completing your 26th year, aren't you? Completing your 25th year as a member of the staff of this college. The old boys of this school many years ago bought a cup, which we present every year to the passing out or the contemporary head boy of the school. And it is my privilege as chairman of the board of... no pun intended. I'm not angling after power. As chairman of the Old Boys Association, it is my privilege, it's always my happy privilege to present this trophy to the head boy. But I want you boys to know, particularly you lads at the back, when we present it to the head boy, it isn't really presented to him at all, it's presented to him as your head boy, as a symbol of the leadership that you boys have, among you and between you, thrown up. And all the head boys that I've seen, and I've seen many of them over the years, have been fine types of men. Chaps I've been proud to know, and proud that they've been turned out by this school, of which I personally am so proud. This year's head boy is Farid Nonu, and would you please come up? Stand up there. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I shall resort to doing something I loathe doing in front of a microphone, and that is reading. But I have got some notes that were given to me by my friend Mr. Smith, and they are some brief facts about the head boy Farid Nonu. And I'm going to read verbatim from Smith's letter to me. This young boy, he says, is clearly intended for academic distinction. He has amassed the usual large number of O-levels and will, without any doubt, acquit himself splendidly in the forthcoming A-levels. But more than that, he is a young man with a real inquiring mind who sees that the purpose of education is not merely to pass exams, but to be able to find things out. I like the way the teacher talks of the boy. I like this approach to concept of what a boy does. What are you laughing at back there? Oh, so funny, huh? And I used to sit at the back of the hall and laugh, they didn't let me get away with it. Why should you? Even as a young boy, he built his own telescope, and one of the many subjects he has on his certificates is astronomy. I wouldn't be surprised to see him in the end at Jodrell Bank. I think that's all that Smithy has to say about this boy, but he talks of other boys who've left and who've distinguished themselves at the school. And so, Mr. Farid Nonu, here is the cup, and it's my very happy privilege on behalf of the old boys, and there are only three of us here today. No, four of us here today with Peter Kleiner. There are four of us here today on behalf of all the old boys who are not here. Many of them, I hope, if they're doing their job, are out. Several further back, are there? Oh, hello. Ah, how wonderful. Oh, hello. And so will you all stand up? Will the old boys stand up, please? You see, it just goes to show you, my concept of an old boy is an old boy. And so, my dear Farid Nonu, on behalf of all the old boys and of the new old boys, I am very proud to present you with the WOBA, Whittingham Old Boys Association Cup, as head boy of Whittingham College. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Was a lighter side of this too, as you can see. And this is a boy I have to fight with even commercially. I'd like to thank him for three things. First, for the very charming things you have said about me, which are quite true. Secondly, for giving me an opportunity of tendering my resignation for you to take over when you come back from Israel with victory. And thirdly, for the very charming way you have expressed yourselves to the audience here, which I listened with intent and with pleasure. And if you're the type of boy Whittingham brings out, and I thought you were the worst, then Whittingham's a wonderful school. I'm sure we're all very proud of you, Felix. You did a first-class job. I'm very delighted. Now, I have much pleasure calling upon a delightful boy. You see, we picked them for looks as well as for brains. Who will address you now?
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Halevi, guest of honor, members of the academic staff, parents, friends, and boys. I'd like firstly to thank the WOBA for this splendid cup, which I shall treasure all my life. I have been now at Whittingham for nearly 10 years, and I am lucky in that I have been brought up here. I was at the school before it split up into the junior and senior sections, and I'm glad to be here at Handcross to see them reunited again. Whittingham has found a permanent home in which it can and will expand, and in the future will become one of the best schools in Britain. Boys come to the school for a Jewish education. They don't come here to become rabbis or chazans, but to keep the Jewish faith alive through other channels. Do not mistake me, for behind all Zionism and all Israel lies the religious structure of our community, and religion is the basis of all our hopes and all our aspirations for the future. In the past, it was felt by many prominent Jews that by becoming a rabbi, one could help Israel in a fuller capacity. Whittingham, I think, has proved that although religion is the basis of our nation, it is not the only thing. What Israel needs today, more than anything else, is a technocrat. The man trained in science, in the ways of diplomacy, and educated fully. Men who can think clearly and yet have this ability, and yet have this underlying feeling that at the root of all our feelings for the state of Israel lie our feelings for the Jewish faith. Other nations have come and gone, leaving nothing behind but ruins. It was the love of our religion, and what our religion echoed, that makes us truly a great nation. Whittingham has taught us to respect and follow willingly our religion, and it has given us the tools by which we can help the state of Israel. Mr. Chairman, to show my appreciation and to show solidarity of the boys for the state of Israel and the state it is now, I suggest that boys in the school for the next 2 or 3 days, or even for the next week or next month, if need be, cut down on our meals and give the money saved up to be donated to the Israeli government as a token from Whittingham College. Mr. Halevi has got a very strong character, and his sheer determination has kept the school going for well over 30 years. One can only be astonished at his unbending faith in the Jewish nation. It is something which has undoubtedly kept Whittingham on its feet. No matter what one speaks to Mr. Halevi about, he always finds some way of connecting and then centering the subject around Israel. Whether it be the principles of physics or Marxist philosophy, the discussion will always end up on Israel. You might ask, of course, how it is that a man like Jacob Halevi can cope with both the school and with his interest in Israel. He has, any Whittingham will tell you, schmatz. That's a new name we have for Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith has the rather tedious task of internal administration in the school, and he has a much closer relationship with the boys. Many of our ideas stem from his philosophies, and when one leaves Whittingham or just comes here for a visit, one can say he has made a good friend and not just know Mr. Smith. Before ending my speech, I would like to thank deeply the academic staff who have taught and advised me in my long stay at school. I would also like to compliment the domestic staff on the excellent food they have been giving us. The boys laugh because, well, in this school we have boys from Israel, boys from Germany, boys from Argentina, and even boys from Bahrain. And the kitchen staff cannot hope to cope giving each boy what he wants. I mean, let's say on Fridays we have egg and chips to satisfy the English boys. On Wednesdays we have curry to satisfy the Middle Eastern boys. And to satisfy everyone, we get chicken on Saturdays. I feel that the domestic staff has reached the medium which everyone hopes for. I would like also to compliment the matrons, who I'm sure run the best kosher laundry in Sussex. Now, I'm sure the boys in the school know how difficult a matron's job is. It's not really a 6-hour job, or it's you have to work the whole day. You get maybe once a week off, but it is really a difficult job, and I want to show my appreciation to the matrons for all the work they're doing. And finally, I would like to thank again, on behalf of the whole school, the two heralds of Jewish and Welsh nationalism, for their tremendous enthusiasm for the future of Whittingham College.